that there's what to be fearful for on Rosh Hashanah really needs no explanation for us. But we should also be mindful of many enjoyable aspects of the day. This is really important, especially for people who sometimes don't know how to correctly deal with the scarier, quote-unquote, aspects of the day. And this caused them to lose focus and fumble. And therefore, they don't put full koach and energy into this awesome day that it is. So therefore, thinking about the happier aspects of that person specifically can help us put full koach and concentration in this day. And we don't try in our few words today to determine what's the right balance between these two things. It's a difficult thing, and it's beyond the scope. We're just introducing and putting in proper place the happy aspects. So 12 reasons, here we are, to be happy on Rosh Hashanah. First off, surprisingly, the din itself. Think about it. Why does it deeply bother us when brilliant lawyers get their criminal clients off the hook? You know what? We like words like accountability, seder, discipline, and even punishment. Do we not want criminals to be punished in any way, shape, or form? As we know, the world being created originally with din was the way Hashem expressed the ultimate chesed. As far as we understand it, we don't understand this fully. The world is created with chesed. But the way Bereishis Bara Elokim, a name of din, he channeled and created the world that it should work through ultimate chesed was din. Only afterwards, when it didn't work, he had to be mishatev midas harachmim. So therefore, in the fact that there's a din in the ongoing is an ongoing sign of his belief, of Hashem's belief in the world as a whole, and each individual. You can stand in din. Rabbi Yerucham had a student who walked into Revolva's room one time, and he was broken and forlorn, and Revolva asked him, "Why, Neymah Panecha Noflim, why are you upset?" And he said, "Rabbi Yerucham doesn't hold on me anymore. He started speaking to me nicely." So therefore, din, if we think, to a thoughtful person, can be a reason for profound pleasure. That was number one, the din itself. Two, Hashem is our place of salvation, our miflat. Imagine the elevation when arriving at U.S. shores after running out of Nazi Germany. On Rosh Hashanah, we're so fearful of Hashem's judgment, we're scared. Sochlin v'rodin pochadim. And we find comfort in running to Him. No one said it better than Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Mimcha Heilecha Evrach. From you to you will I run. And of course, that's a reason for tremendous happiness. Finally, number three, Simcha in the Malchus of Hashem. The Gross says one should be tremendously happy during Tekiah Shofar, as such as when one is coronating a new king. In our world, it's hard to imagine exactly what that joy would be. But that's the joy at Tekiah Shofar. And on Rosh Hashanah, we realize we're part of something so much bigger than ourselves. And there's no greater joy in that, to be part of something bigger than yourself. That's number three. Number four, it's a day filled, of course, with Avodas Hashem. More than other days, we're busy with many whole things, where it's a challenge, to say the least, to focus ourselves and remember b'chol derecha de'ehu, and that all divrei rishus, as the Ramchal says, and derecha derech Hashem can be mitzvahs, of course, but it's not as clear. We don't feel like we're involved in avodas Hashem. But on Rosh Hashanah, it's a whole day of avodas Hashem, and of course, being involved in avodas Hashem is something to be tremendously happy about. And this is the idea of Yom Neroim, that we focus on Avodas Hashem like no other time of the year. So that's our fourth reason to be very happy. Five, that's a day filled with tefillah. Tefillah is enjoyable. As Chazal say, quoted in the Mesilas Yesharim, Kishatia omed lit palel. When you stand to daven, Yehei libcha sameach alecha. Your heart should be happy with you. Shatamit palel, l'elokim she'enkim enkiyotibu. You're davening to a God that there's nothing at all in the world like him, no experience exactly like this one. And Rosh Hashanah, we have a whole day of what? Of davening. Yet another reason to be so happy on Rosh Hashanah. Number six, uplifting moments, and songs. There are many of these during the day. These moments are especially joyful. Many of those moments have that special feeling, those sweet nostalgia brings. And we experience the beloved songs and feelings of earlier years. 7, we have a promise. Chazal say that Klai Yisrael are sure Hashem will make an ace for them, and that's, in fact, the reason that we cut our hair and look nicer, not minabel, as someone who go to a regular judgment will be decrepit and unkempt, scared, nervous, shaking. But we know, as a group at least, we will win in the din. So we have a promise on this day to be successful in the judgment in front of us. So of course, there's a tremendous reason to be happy. 8. Go a little bit wider, a little bit deeper in our thinking. We have shaychus, we have connection to Rosh Hashanah, to a fixed world. We daven for a fixed world. All the nations of the world, all the Brias, all those that are far from the Ribono Shalom, all year round and all through history. On Rosh Hashanah, we daven for a world which is totally different, totally, totally made of different stuff, that looks at things that's directed, that's moving in a different way. And we pray with all of our hearts for that. And it happens to be that the tefillah we say, the Medrash tells us that we don't have a Navi today, we don't have a Mizbeach, we don't have a Kohen, we're lacking so much. All we have is this tefillah, tefillah Rosh Hashanah. That's how special the tefillah is, that tefillah is. But it reminds us of a shaychus. If we're davening for a fixed world, it means we have shaychus to a fixed world. Means that we have a connection to a fixed world. So that's what we have, a shaychus to a fixed world. 9, another step in that. On Rosh Hashanah, we have shaychus to Klal Yisrael, shaychus to the Jewish people. As we daven for Klal Yisrael, we touch our deep feelings of care for the Klal. And we think to ourselves, what a schus it is to be a member of this people. I am a card-carrying member. I remember Rebbe Mayan told me, first he quoted Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, we know that there's an Indian in Halacha to take an Aliyah during Yom Narayim. Rabbi Chanan didn't want an Aliyah. He said, the classic words of the Navi, B'soch Ami, Anoch Yoshavis, found in the Navi, in my nation I sit. And he said about himself, this Rebbe of mine, I would rather take off my frock, put on a kovat tembel, type of hat that tourists in Israel wear, those orange ones that fit under your head, and I would sit and say in the back of the shul and say, Ani itam, I'm with them. So we know that what's going to help us in the din is that shaychus to Klal Yisrael, and we know that's what we have. So as we daven for Klal Yisrael, we touch our deep feelings of care for them, and we remember that tremendous chus, and of course that brings tremendous joy. 10, please know it, each reason on its own stands on its own and is a reason for tremendous joy. With all of them together, we get the idea. Yimei HaTshuva. Asaras Yimei HaTshuva. The first two of those are Rosh Hashanah. Tshuva, together with its difficult aspects, is about the greatest thing in the whole world. The unbelievable thing, something unbelievable to be happy about. And we have a day, 2 days of that. 11. Imagine, if you will, being stuck in a dark room. Not for a minute, not for 10 minutes, not for an hour, not for a day, not for a week, not for a month, but a whole year. And suddenly light goes on. Phew. Now, at first it'll be hard to see the light. Once you got acquainted to the light again, what great happiness this would cause. The world, the sun, green, colors, access, understanding, secrets, or is the same gematria as Raz 207, or is everything. So that would cause an enormous outpouring of happiness when I realize there's light. By the way, this is exactly what happens on Rosh Hashanah. L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, say Chazal, Ori Zu Rosh Hashanah. Yishi, my salvation, is Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is a day of light. Yom Kippur is a day of salvation. Rosh Hashanah is a day when we wake up from our sleeping, as the Rambam writes, all year round, and we remember again what it's all about. That's light. To see what we should do with our life, what our purpose is, how we fit into the Malchus, all that we've said. And that causes tremendous joy. Finally, number 12, and I invite anyone listening to this to add to this list and feel all of his own pshatim. We touch madrigas on Rosh Hashanah that otherwise are not touched. Imagine the joy of finishing a marathon for the first time. I finished the marathon. I want Rosh Hashanah, one touches those levels. Kavan and brachas, feeling, tefila, the feeling of being an Eved Hashem. And each special level that we touch and we remember brings us an unbelievable special joy. Therefore we see, these are 12 things that are listed. For sure someone could come up with more. But there's together with the Pachad Adin, Rosh Hashanah is a day when we can and should be joyful. And we should have a healthy tension between the joy that we feel and the, according to certain sheets, of course, it's a mitzvah to be happy, Simchas Yom Tov, 13th reason, but Rosh Hashanah is a day when we have to get into it with everything we have. Revolve, we used to say, it's 48 hours of focus, 48 hours of putting everything we have in it, and by focusing correctly on the Amos Adin, on the fear, and on all the serious aspects, but together, by finding the proper joy and feeling it and connecting to it, we can make the Rosh Hashanah like no other and reach a new joy in ourselves for this amazing day and for an amazing year. Sivach Sima Tova to everyone.